Is daf your test? So we got to the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're talking about what stage was the guy's Naziris. He became Tame. At what point does his Naziris Betara begin again? Was it the seventh day? Was it the eighth day? Was it when he brings the carbon chatas? When he brings the chatas and plus the asham? And we saw what Bayamahu mean. Does Bayamahu mean on that very day, the day he brings the chatas, the day he brings the asham? And we saw about.
Yeah, we ended up with that. The question if Ola is.
Exactly, Ola is a Doran or not.
Right.
So you said Ola is a Doran doesn't need to be excluded because it's Pasha to Doran. It's Pasha that won't hold the Nazir from continuing his count. And the other opinion thought, no, but since even though it's a Doran, still there might be a Hamina that you would need to bring that as well. So the Gemara now says that four lines up from the bottom of Yud Chesem and Beis. My Tamayo their Banan. What was the reason for their Banan? Their Banan were which opinion? They felt that, the Chachamim, that until you bring the Chatas. So my tamayo, v'hizir la Hashem es yimei nizro. The person takes upon himself nizirus. V'hevi keves ben shenaso la Hashem. He brings his keves for the Hashem. Sema tamer lomer. What are we learning from this pasuk in Parshas Naso? L'fisha matzino shekol Hashemos shebetorah shein makvin. Since in general, by all other Hashemos, it's makiv. Rashi refers to the Gemara in Yuvamos. Yachal af zem akava. So too, an Hashem nazir shouldn't be any different. And without bringing the Hashem, he should still be tamay. Tamalomer, going on to you, Tetzim Ralph, Tamalomer, Vihizir, Vihavi. Afa Pisholo Havi, Hizir. So, it needs a little explanation what the drush is here. So, if you look at Tosfos, Dimamaskal, Tamalomer, Vihizir, Vihavi, Ashamo, Afa Pisholo Havi, Ashamo, Vihizir. Meaning, perish. Chayl Allah Naziris, Tara. His Naziris Tara begin, he became Tame, he's a Nazir, became Tame. His Naziris Betara begin, the Behachi Mishtai Kra. That's what the pasuk is referring to. I don't see how we're reading the Joshua. I think the Mefarish is clear. The Mefarish on the top says, Tamalomer v'hizir l'ashem as yimei nizro v'hevi keves ben shasa l'ashem. That's the pasuk. L'fikach hiktim akas v'hizir l'havas ashamo. The pasuk placed the word hizir prior to the words ashamo. Lomar l'cha afa pishol hevi hizir. Guy is still the hizir. He's still a nazir even before he brings the asham. So that's the proof. That's the proof. That's the basis for the opinion of the Rabbanon that if you bring the chatas, even though you don't bring the asham, the naziris betar begin. The Gemara wants to know two lines down on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. So he was of the opinion that he said that you need to bring the chatas and the asham. So what's his basis? So v'hizir v'hevi, aim asai hizir. When you hizir bisman shehevi, you have to read it as one full sentence, not hizir pause hevi. It's hizir v'hevi. You're only a hizir, only a nazir once you bring, and that's the basis for Rabbi Shmuel. So we have three opinions again of when the nazir spitar begin again. Either it's the seven, really four opinions: the eight, chatas or chatas v'yashem. Those are the four opinions. I mean, now we understand the basis for all four of them. So man tana laha. Who authored the following brayso? The Tanur Rabbanan, Isha Shenadra Benazir, a woman takes upon herself Naziris, V'nitma, and she becomes Tameh, V'chakach Hefer La Ba'ala. Then afterwards, after she becomes Tameh, her husband's Mefer, so I guess it has to be within this first 24 hours that happens, Mevi'a Chatas Ha'of, V'in Mevi'a Ola Sof, she brings a Chatas, but she doesn't bring the Ola. So why? What's the difference here? So let's see. So the Tosfos explained v'nitma v'hifrisha shtei torim echal olav echal achatas v'ashama behemu lahavi karbanos nazir tamei. So nazir tamei has to bring three karbanos. We don't know there's an olav, there's a chatas, and there's an asham. The ola and the asham, the ola and the chatas rather come from birds, two shtei torim, and the asham comes from a behema, an animal. I forget which, I think a keves, right? So she becomes tamei and she sets aside, she's mafrish these three karbanos v'acharka chayfer labayla, and her husband then's made for her. The Nimsatoso says it's uprooted retroactively. As if there never was a Nazir in the first place. The Gemara will explain why you bring the Chatas, but you don't bring the Ol. Seemingly, I would imagine all of them should be thrown out the window, because she's no longer a Nazir. It's in essence bringing Mevi and Chulun Bazar. But that's the halach, and we'll see that why that is in a second.
And the Shlami, it's not an issue.
Right, the Asham, you mean. The Asham,
I'm sorry.
The Asham is not a dress. Maybe the Gemara is going to address this, I don't remember. Let's see what the Gemara says. Let's read further first. So Amar of Chisa, Rabbi Shmuel authored this brisa. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion again, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan ben Broka, who held that you need to bring the chatas and the asham. So why is he of this opinion? My kasav. If he understands that hafara, what it does is it uproots the entire naziris in the first place, you shouldn't have to bring the chatas off. All the karbanos, as we said before, are basically chulin bazara. You can't bring anything, even the chatas. If you say he just kind of ends it abruptly, so then we'll read Tosa in a second. Then also of Namilaisa, then she still has a responsibility. I mean, he ends it 15 days in, it's over, but the first 15 days seems to have been good in his zeros. So look at Tosa's there. So Tosa's Dibra Maschavi, Baal Megis Gaius, Perish Mikano La Ba. From moving forward, he ends it, he cuts it off midway. Then also of Namitaisa, the Esmo Kinidma. If she was Tama yesterday, so he has to bring it.
It's interesting because we use Megis Gaius in a different context.
Yes, remember which
we
context?
We use it that the father and they cut it in half, each one gets 50%.
Exactly. So it's a little misleading here. You would think, but that's shayach by this.
It's not shayach by this. He just cuts it in half from the point of view.
It's by borrowing that language, but Okay. So either you bring nothing or you bring both. How could you bring the chatas but not the of? Or not the ola, rather. So it explains the Gemara, liolam kasavar baal meikar makar. Really, the baal uprooted it. And you shouldn't have to bring anything. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Lak Rabbi Elazar Hakafar, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Hakafar, Rabbi Omer Ma Tamalomer. He holds like this opinion. Who holds Ma Tamalomer? What does the pasuk mean when it says V'chiper Alav Me'asher Chatal Nefesh, and you mechaper on it from that which you became Tamei Al Nefesh? This is referring to the pasuk where she or he becomes Tamei as a Nazir. You have to bring a kapara. V'chibeize Nefesh Chatazna. What sin did she or he do? This is talking, I'm sorry, this is in general. This is rather when a Nazir completes his Naziros, he has to bring a kapara. What kapara did he do? He did a very nice thing. He did a very nice thing. He separated from wine, he separated from the tumah, he separated from cutting his hair. He dedicated his life for 30 days at least to Hashem. Se'ela shetzir atom in hayayin. He was mitzar himself or herself. He inflicted himself and discomfort in not drinking wine. Now, this is a big shaila in general. We saw this in Tinus. Maybe a few other places also, whether Nazir is considered a chote or not. How do we categorize this? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? So he holds, like Rabbi Eliyahu Elazar, that it's a bad thing. It's a chatas involved to be mitzar oneself from yayin. So how does this fit in yet? It's a kavachomer. So mazeh shelo tzir atzma el min hayayin nikra chote. A person who just a Nazir who simply separates from wine, he's called a chote. Hamatar atzma be called over. Alachas v'kam v'kam. A person takes upon himself many, many tainios. How much more so should that be considered a chote? I actually recently saw that we're familiar with many of the Rishonim talk about how to do tshuva properly. A person's supposed to do tshuva by jumping in the cold lake or the ice or inflicting himself with pain, taking lashes and malchus. So the Rizal says that only applies to a person who doesn't learn. But a person who learns and does tshuva me'ava, he doesn't have to afflict himself in all those things. What he should do is continue to learn more and then through some hisbodidus. Hisbodidus, that's another added way to build a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see from the Gemara here, it's a bad thing to be a mitzar person, to refrain from drinking wine and indulging in the good things. Everything has to be, obviously, with certain limits. But, so, okay.
What?
Well, we have to put this in. We haven't put this back.
Yeah, but why is he bringing tanilaisis?
Yeah, so we didn't get here yet. So he just thought, in general, he holds. Rabbi Elazar is an isolated statement right now. He's trying to tell people it's not good to fast, it's not good to be a mitzara person. How do I know? Because a Nazir is called a chote, even though he's only mitzara from one thing, from wine. How much more so a person who's mitzara himself from everything? That's just an isolated drasha. And the Gemara, before we bring this back full circle, the Gemara asks, wait a second, v'habba Nazir tummy ksiv, this pasuk is nekadik tummy. Not about a Nazir tummy, he became tummy. That's the issue, that's the chote. We're not talking about a Nazir b'tara. V'anan afilu Nazir tar kaminan. And we're saying that even by another tahor, that there's a chote. It doesn't make any sense.
No, right. It's a question. Meaning, you're telling us that you're bringing a proof that the nazir tahor is bad because he's minayayin. He or she she became tamay. She did something much worse.
Exactly. So that's why nazir tamay. That's gets a chote. But a nazir from yayin, who was tahor the whole time, shouldn't have any chote. So the Gemara explains, Kesavar Rabbi Elazar Hakafar Nazir Tahor. Nami chotehu. Even a nazir tahor is a chote. Ah, the pasuk is talking about tame. And v'hainu tame the chsiv b'nazir tame. The reason why the pasuk says tame is because hol v'shinu b'chet. She or he doubled up in sin, repeated the sin. Meaning the first sin was the naziris itself was a kabbalah of naziris itself was a sin. And then this person who was metame during naziris had an added sin. So that's why we're talking about a nazir tame. But he's trying to learn from this. Even a regular stam nazir b'tara is also a certain level of chote. Even though the pasuk's not referring to that, he's still called a nazir b'chote. I think Tosa talks about this. We'll see in a second. Yeah.
So the answer to the question of the Gemara is that even though he says that, and he doesn't go the mafreya, he just
no, he does. It is me'akar okar, and therefore there shouldn't be any karban.
Okay, liala, me'akar,
but
okar,
since
right,
he spent 15 days, let's say, without having wine, even though it wasn't a naziris anymore, but it was 15 days of just holding back from drinking wine, that's enough that warrants a karban chatas. That's in essence what it's saying. Now there are a lot of problems with that statement.
Right, but you were talking that she spent half a day or less than.
It's half a day, right? Because of how far it worked. So yeah. She spent half a day. And
is that to be chote, to be memani, or maybe it was the kavana that she had.
Right. It's a good shayla, and I'll ask further. How could you bring a karban if it was never a naziris? Let's say I say without a kabbalah of naziris, I don't want to have drink wine for 12 hours. Let's say it's considered tzar. Let's say it is considered
right,
tabatul.
There's
no carbon for that.
Right,
so there's no naziris. It's uprooted. So how in the world are you able to bring a carbon to the Zara?
If you go the entire naziris and you don't become tameh, do you bring a chatas afterwards also?
Yeah.
So a lot of questions here.
The Gemara over here said that this brisa was going like Rabbi Shmuel, not like that said that you bring the chatas
and the
asham, but you don't bring the olah.
The olah.
So it seems to be machlokas Rishon about why it's Rabbi Shmuel and not the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan lechar is the Rabbanan too. Rabbanan,
right? Because the Ol is asking is to bring a chatas. They're not talking about it. That was my question.
Right.
Where is the Ashen?
Right. So the Mefarish says it's because according to Rabbanan this is pshita. They hold that it's a daron. If they hold the Ol as a daron, it's not. There's no.
Right. Then Ashen for sure shouldn't be. Meaning if. No. Why is it pshita? It's between Ola and Chatas and Asha. It's not
because they hold. They didn't even have a Havamina that Ola was Ma'akev. They didn't even have a Havamina that Ola was Ma'akev. That
right.
Rabbi Shmuel. Ola
even Rabbi Shmuel. Right.
Rabbi Shmuel had a Havamina
as
Ma'akev,
right.
And then he had the Pasuk to be Ma'ayed. Rabbanan didn't even have a Havamina that Ola was Ma'akev.
Right.
So by them, it's Pashut that this Braisa wouldn't be telling you that he doesn't bring an Ola. Of course, they never hold it. There's
right.
Any concerns around the Ola.
But he would agree you bring a chatas, it sounds like.
Exactly, he would bring a chatas. The Tosos seems to say that that this doesn't shtim with the Rabbanan, that it actually conflicts the Rabbanan, because they would have held that you would have to bring the Ola.
Interesting. I see that. Yeah.
Wow. And Rabbi Shmuel would say no, even though he says that they should bring an Asham and the
right, it comes out the Rabbanan would be more machmir as it relates to the Ola than the Rabbi Shmuel.
But what comes out is, Tosas says something, what he said differently than yesterday. Remember, according to Rabbanan, Olas is certainly Doran.
Right.
And Tosas is pointing out that you're able to bring an Ola whenever you want. You can bring presents whenever you want. It's never Chulun Bazara. So just bring it. But according to Rabbi Shmuel holds Ola in this context is not a Doran. It's actually part of the Karbanos of Chatas. And therefore, you can't bring it unless you're actually chayav to bring it.
If you bring it without kavan.
If you bring an ola for nazir, it's not a doron. Remember, yes, you wanted to.
By meaning the difference is just the kavana that you have. According to Rabbanan, kavana is not that important. You could actually bring an ola and use it for this.
Exactly,
and it doesn't make a difference.
In theory, maybe you can make a tanai according to Rabbi Shmuel. So if I'm chayav, it's a ola. If it's not chayav, it's a doron. Maybe something like that would work. So Tosa asks this question: how in the world are you able to bring? So if you can't bring the Ola according to Rabbi Shmuel because you maybe not a Nazir, how are you allowed to bring the Chatas then? Tosa asks this question, and he explains. And halfway down this Dibur Maschal Amar Rav Chisda of Yesh Lomar, since we pass like Rabbi Elazar Kafar, the Tzricha Kapara Al Shefrisha Asam Min Hayin, since a person requires a Kapara for separating from wine. Even though the husband was made for the neder, the naziris, he still brings a chatas. Why? L'mishim matzinu ba'alma chatas ba al safik gam kan balila called who mevi chatas off. Because in general, there's a concept if a person wasn't sure if he's a chatas safik, he brings a chatas. I mean, if you assume that you can only bring a chatas when you're b'tar svadai, so in echanami you can't bring the chatas here. But if you assume that in general, if the person has a case of a safik, whatever the safik is, then you would bring a chatas by then. Here, to also you bring a chatas, but this is even a safek.
What he's trying to say is that you see a chatas because the fact it's brought on safek, you see a chatas doesn't require a true chit.
Mm-hmm.
It just requires an alila koldehu, a little bit of a stray.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, by expressing a desire to be separate herself from wine, in a chanami shouldn't fit into the Torah's nazir because it was retroactively uprooted, but there's an alila, there's the fact that she had a hargasha to do something that the Torah says you shouldn't do.
Right.
So he's being medamet to safek, not from the standpoint that this is a safek.
Right, but as...
That there's an alila called to him.
Exactly. Which is fascinating. What ends up being that a chatas is more, you could more likely put a chatas to Mizbech than you can for an ola, according to Rishmal. Normally, ola could bring whatever you want. A chatas
is.
Exactly, right.
But I thought that chatas is only when you're high of karas. I guess it's not.
No, it is only when you're high of karas. You're right. The 36 krisas of the mission krisas that it talks about.
Whatever you do karas and if it's shogeg, then you bring a chatas.
Right, so this time in case of Baal Safek, I'm not sure this is referring to another mission krisis. The person was Baal, I assume it's referring to the case of a Nida. Wasn't sure if his wife was a Nida, wasn't sure who the wife of the woman was, it was dark. So those cases, the Gemara talks about them having to bring a Chatas on a Safek. Why not an Asham? The Gemara's in the krisis talk about that.
But it's still Chayav Karis if she would be a Nida, so we're still talking about...
Exactly. So you're saying here, but a Nazir is a Chayav.
But maybe it's not exclusive for Kedat. My question is, it might be that Chatas, you do bring Chatas for a case of Karis Vishoge, but maybe you bring Chatas for other reasons also. It's not It's not exclusive.
Chatas Sa'ofa, is there a distinction between Chatas Sa'ofa versus Chatas Panya?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Masika, your lettuce also brings. This is not a typical chatas.
Right, I mean, no, this it's a different. Right.
It's
yeah,
a
yeah,
Nazir
yeah,
and your
yeah,
lettuce.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
no,
different.
It's a different chatas. It's Chatas Sa'ofa, which is completely different, right?
Okay, fine, very good. That's actually Chatas Behema. This is a Behema, actually. I think it's different in that. It's not a Chatas in its normal sense. Is it not? No, it's a Chatas Olof.
He says in the next line, maybe Chatas Olof.
Yeah, I think it's Chatas Olof because he brings a Chatas and an Olda, and it's a pair, no?
Yeah, we saw
all the way off. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Okay, either way, very interesting discussion here about different applications of chatas versus ola, about being the tzar, a person from yain, kal v'chomer from all things. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Marnow says, to that, the yotav nichlas olin lo min haminin. So the guy standing in the Beis Kvaros takes upon himself nazirus, he steps out, becomes tzar, and those days begin to count towards the minin. So Katani Olin Lo Min Haminyan the Mishum Diyatzah Chalal of Naziros. So what was the exact context here, according back from the Mishnah?
He was a Nazir when he was in Beis HaKvaros, and then he goes out, and then he comes back. So we say that the days that are between the exit and the time he comes back, Olin Lo Min Haminyan, I mean that he does have a tahara.
Okay, so the Havmin is even the days he leaves, even though he's tamei for 7 days, he has to wait. The Havmin is that counts also towards his 30 days.
He has to bring a korban tiglachas.
Right, but those first
because
7 days,
even though he was tamei,
it still counts,
and if he becomes tamei again, he's high of
right. High so of, that's the Havamina. So the Gemara asks, Katani Olulo Minaminin, Mishum de Yotza Chal of Nazirus, because he steps out of basic Kavaros, suddenly his Nazirus begins, the guy's tamei still. So Amar Shmuel, Kigon Shiyotza Vihiza Vishina Vatavel. No, it means when he left and became Tahor, that's when it counts. Ela Nichnasu de Olulo Minaminin, only when he Nichnas. Does it count towards the minion? Lo nichnas ain't all a minion.
It's
a question. So when he goes back in, it counts. But let's see, it says yotzev nichnas. That's just for yotzev stam. Certainly that should be count. That's where I answered. You're right. Lo mi bai kamar. Lo mi bai yotzev. Not only when he leaves and stays outside tar, that counts. Ela filu nichnas. Even if he comes back in, all in lo minion. So
even if he comes the same day, that's what it's trying to say.
Comes the same day. What do you mean?
Meaning, let's say he goes out and he becomes tahor. He goes, he's tovel, and let's say that same day he goes in, it's only lo min haminyan.
So if you look at the sikla mefarish, the first Y line down in the mefarish, he says elav ki nichnas v'nitma. Actually, no, let's do elav filu nichnas rather. Halafilu nichnas, that one. Disakadaitach, the chayim de nichnas, havale kimikaro, shenazir, who bebeis kvaros. Once he goes back in, it's as if he was a nazir first and then became tamei. Lo ye olin lo min aminin, velo chayla ala nazir. It's the tataro. Wait a second. No, I'm missing something here. Well, the Gemara asks the Kasha. Halafilu nichnas, he's understanding this to be a Kasha still.
No, it's an answer.
So I guess the idea is that when he goes back in, he'd have to bring a carbon tumah. That's in essence what he's saying. That's what it means. Halafilu nichnas, olun lo min aminim. I mean, even though he comes back in that very same day,
right,
it's still as if he was, for a moment, he was a Nazir B'Tara. And when he goes back in later that day to the base Kfaros, he would have to bring a carbon tumah, because there was a moment where he was Tar. So Amru...
שלפי שרב יליעזר חולק בדבר וסובר שאם נטמע ביום הראשון לתארו אינו because he says two days אינו right אלא שלפי רב יליעזר חולק בדבר שסובר שאם נטמע ביום הראשון לתארו אינו סותר ולא מביא קורבן טומאה על כן צריך המשנה להקדים שלדעת תנא קמא הוא סותר אף בו ביום because it says ימים
ומבישנים
so I had to be meaning to say you would have thought that he's only the second day but
even day
yeah,
one
yeah
So this does not go like Rabbi Shmuel then. This goes against anything, or even he would agree in this case.
No. It says that it goes. It does. He wouldn't.
Right. He wouldn't agree.
No, he wouldn't agree.
Fine. So the Gemara says further now. Amru le Rav Kana Rav Asi Lirav. My time alone mefarshes lan kalein mili. So why didn't you explain to me like this? So Amru lehun Amino Dilma lo tshichose. Maybe you didn't need me to explain this to you. Meaning Rav Asi and Rav Kana, I guess, were confused by the initial statement. They're going back and forth. And Rav said, I thought you guys knew what I was talking about. Okay. Says the Gemara at the two dots. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Lo Boba Yom, Shinemar Vayamim Harishonim Yiflash Shihahum Yamim Rishonim. That's that line, not that very day. Rather, it has to be at least 2 days. So, in order for the person, the Nazir Batara, to become Tame, or at least to be Chayav Karban Tuma, there has to be at least 2 days of Tara. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer ela b'tamei shenazir. Only talking about a person tamei that took upon himself nazirus. Aval b'nazir tahor shenitma afil yom echad soser. A nazir tahor, if he becomes tamei even on day one, then he would qualify for a carbon tumah.
So a tamei nazir, when he says b'tamei nazir, the tamei nazir that became tahor, it's in that.
Correct. Needs to be 2 days of tahara.
You are initiated in a tame state and then you became tar, we require multiple days.
Exactly.
Right, but if he's just tahor and he takes in the zeros, even the first day he's higher.
Exactly. So, Amar Rav, on the top of your testament base, now my time at the Rebbe Eliezer, so what was his reason for all this? According to Aliba de Ula, why does Ula limit, qualify Rebbe Eliezer? Because he quotes a pasuk, Amar Kra, ki tame nizro. Mishum de betuma nazar. So the context of kiyiflu yom rishon was referring to in the context of a person who was tame, that who took upon himself nazirus. Only then do you require 2 days of tahara. But a case where it was a nazir tahor, and then he became tame, he would not require 2 days. Asiv Abai asks the question now: Harini nazir me'a yom, I'm nazir for 100 days. V'nit ma'betchilas me'a, he becomes tame at the beginning, which sounds like probably the day one. Yachal you're so sir. So one would think you're so sir that first day. Okay. Yachal you're so sir. So we'd ruin that one day. Tamalomer, Vaha Yomim Harishonim Yiflu. Aichi Hulo Yomim Rishonim. Vize Ain La Rishonim. So this guy doesn't have Rishonim, so it's not so sir. So what does it mean it's not so sir? I mean that day one still counts? You do 7 days of Tumah and you're still able to count day one? Or does it mean that you don't have to bring a carbon Tumah? I thought it meant you don't have to bring a carbon Tumah. The Lashon of Steer sounds like you don't lose that one day. There's a decent sized Tosfos here.
That's where it says that you don't lose the first day.
So after 7 days of Tumah, you could still use then start counting two, day two and day three. So we'll take it like that. So the Gemara says further, Nidma Besof Mea, he becomes Tamei, let's say, on day 100. Yachal Yehesoser. Maybe this should also ruin all 99 days beforehand. He has Yiflu Yomim Rishonim. He has that. Tamalomar Hayom Harishonim Yiflu. The days, the earlier days are fallen. Michal Dikachornim. Only if there are days. You can only have number one if there's number two. You can only have first days if there are last days. Only if there are Achornim, last days. Vizet Ein LaAchornim. This doesn't have later days. It only has one later day, but it doesn't have two later days. Day 98, he would have been much worse off in day 99. Nitba b'yom mea chaser achas yachal lo yesoser. Let's say it was day 99 and 100. So day 99, we have 2 days left. One would think maybe it shouldn't be soser then. Tamalomer hayavim harishonim yiflu. When there are earlier days, it's false. And he had earlier days, multiple days of 98 days before him. Michal dika achronim, and there has to be also be 2 days at least in the end. V'zei yeshul avishom v'achronim, and he falls into the category. He will be soser all the days.
He's called having a achronim. Do we say you need 2 days at the end?
Or? Yeah, 2 days. So 99 and day 100. Mm-hmm.
Because that day is so.
Exactly. V'ha b'tame shanazir lo matis amris. A person who's tame that takes upon himself in his ziris. Lamatis amris. Excuse me. You can't say this. Mita katani harini nazir mea vinit ma betchias mea. What's the kash he's asking here?
You can't be maimed of him in a tamid shenazar. Why? Because it says v'nipabitchila mea.
It's mashma he was tahor and then he became tamid for the first time. And you still see this logic of yinin yamim rishonim. So it has to be going like Reb Lezer this price,
exactly.
Because he's the only one who makes this drasha, and he only makes it by someone who was a nazir tamei originally, and this price is from a nazir.
No, but what's a kasha though? I'm not following the kasha here. We said that Reb Lezer Ula qualified Reb Lezer to say you only need yamim rishonim when you're a nazir tamei shenazar. A nazir tahor, even if you're tamei for 1 day, it's soser. So this Abraisa can't be referring to Tamei Nazir, has to be referring to Nazir B'Tahar. That's why he's come. But how we see that? How do we see it referring to Nazir B'Tahar?
Because otherwise you wouldn't have Yamim Rishonim.
I guess because it says Harini Nazir. You know, it sounds like we're talking about someone out of the blue. It says Harini Nazir, and the Nitman first becomes Tamei.
Uh-huh.
Is that just the Mashmos of the Abraisa?
If
it says
Harini
is
Nazir and Nitma, it's obvious that it's not somebody who's tame and said Harei Nazir, means that he was tahor and
Nita. Yeah, that's what Tosa says. It's somehow, you know,
right.
Harei Nazir Lashon of no, okay.
Out of the blue.
So anybody across the board.
I think the whole point is that it says after Venitma.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see.
Harei
okay.
Nazir Venitma. Otherwise, it would say Nazir tame.
As the Tosa says, right. Amosh Nader Betara Vehadar Tminma.
Right.
So this price is talking about all types of Naziris, even Naziris with Tara, and yet he still requires Yamim Rishonim and Yamim Achronim. That's a Tiyufta to Ula's Okimta of limitation of Rabbi Eliezer. Marnal says, Amalei Rapapa L'Abaye. Rapapa tries to defend Ula to Abaye, and he says, Halin Yamim de Kaminon de Nafik Chad u Maschilin Trey. O Dilman de Nafkin Trey u Maschilin Tlasa. So that was what he tries to explain, meaning what? So there's a decent-sized tosis here as well.
Is this just a new question? It sounds like just a new question. This concept of yamim.
He's trying to explain what the reader says in the Mishnah.
What is yiplu and yamim?
Right, so if you see the Mefarish, he said, Halin yamim de ba'in and aliba de Rabbi Yelza. Those days that Rabbi Yelza needs, mafik chad u'maschilin trey. One comes out and begin with two, shomer b'yom sheni kishinitma. Oh, nafkin train and nafkin tlasa to be in shnei yamim mishleimim. I don't get the suffix here.
How far out do you have to be that we're going to say you have yamim rishon?
2 full days or a day and a half is enough?
Right. In other words, into the second day, right. do you need to complete the second
day?
Right. You need 2 full days, and then only if you become tummy on the third day, you actually have to bring a korban and a tiklachat, or even if you're during
if
the second.
It's the beginning of the second day is enough, or you have to have 2 complete days. Okay, right. That's a shalach.
Locus is through the kula or not.
Mixes Yom Kekula, right? That
right,
might be that. Sam sounds to be that's part of the underpinnings here. So Amr, so lo havi biyadei. So Abai didn't know the answer. Also Shaila LeRava, they asked Rava. This Amalei Yifluksiv. And what's derived from Yiflu? Says the Mefarish. The Mashma de Lehevin train Benefila. They both have to be gone, completely gone. So even though in general you might have a mixium kakula, the Xeris Akasiv, Yiflu, they have to mamish be fallen. You need to have Yamim and Yiflu, both of them. The cause of Rachmana Yamim, the cause of Yiflu, have been added off constrained violent Tulasa. Wait, there should be a gears to change it. That's not what we said. Yeah, they change the gears here. If you had the word Yamim and didn't have Yiflu, you would think it should say one day and Tchilas Sheni. Therefore, Yiflu means no, they have to be two complete days behind you. The cause of Yiflu, it simply says Yiflu, velo cause of Yomim, doesn't say days. You would think even one day, even though it says plural Yiflu, you need the word Yomim, there are cause of Rachman Yomim to say you need 2 days, not just two, but
why,
two complete
why
days. Because Yiflu is not, you're not telling me how many what, it could be Yiflu Shaos maybe, I don't know. Mm. But maybe Yomim, it sounds you need 2 days.
What's the unit of counting?
Exactly.
Very good.
Perhaps, I don't know.
So Yiflu, so the drasha from Yiflu is what? The fact that Yiflu implies multiple? Is that
Yiflu implies, no, Nefila, it's fallen, completely fallen.
Completely
it's done.
Fallen.
As opposed to encountering 2 days, it has to be 2 days behind me, Yiflu.
So it's not just from the fact that it's multiple.
Exactly. Yamim is multiple, Yiflu is how?
Completely fallen, like
exactly.
Removed.
Okay, new Mishnah says, Misha Nazar Nazir's Harbay. Person takes upon himself multiple Naziros, v'hishlam as Naziros, so he completes his cycle of Naziros. V'charkach balaretz, and then he enters Eretz Yisrael. He takes Naziros at Chutzaretz. You see from here, there's a raya. A person can take Naziros outside. I don't know why one would think otherwise, but that's the cloud. A person may. And then he enters Eretz Yisrael. He took upon himself Naziros b'chutzaretz. What I'm just saying, I'm pointing out that you're allowed to. That's all. It might be obvious, but clearly you're allowed to. But then you enter into Eretz Yisrael. So who cares? But he completes his whole Naziros. He completes many Naziros, and he completes everything. He enters Eretz Yisrael. So what's the big deal? Beishami Omrim, Nazir Shloshim Yom. And you have to keep upon yourself one Naziros of 30 days. Ubeishil Omrim, Nazir B'tchila. You have to start all the way from the beginning. Why? What happened here? So if you look at Tosos here.
Because Kuslar is considered the Tumas.
Exactly. Tumas Amen. Right. They're going to see all this. So, according to the Gemara is going to explain this. So the Tosafot alludes to this, but let's just wait for the Gemara to explain this. Gemara goes on to tell a story. Behilni Hamalka, shehalach b'na l'milchama. So her son went out to war. The prince went out to war. V'amra, she said, im yavo b'ni min ha'milchama, if my son returns b'shalom, aha nazir shevasham, I'm going to be nazir for 7 straight years. Ubabuna min ha'milchama, the son returned. Ha'isan nazir shevasham, she became a nazir for 7 years. Ubasov shevasham, at the end, alsalar, she decided to make aliyah. Aliyah, at the end of 7 years, she went there to Israel. The Haru Beis Hillel Shetein Nazir Od Shev Shanim. You have to start all over. Acheres, everything has to be start all over again. Ubashov Shev Shanim. Ninmei. So the end of 7 years, she was so careful, and finally, let's say the last day, she became Tamei. Second to last day has to be. Second to last day, she becomes Tamei. Then what happened? She had to be start the process all over again. But Ninmei says Nazir Asur Mivecha Achashana. She ended up being a Nazir for 21 years. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lohaisa Nazir El Arba Asashana, you have the details wrong, the facts were incorrect. It was actually, she was only a Nazir for 14 years. The Gemara is going to explain all of this.
Right, well, it's let's save it for the Gemara.
Okay, fine. Shkayach.
Okay. Shkayach.
Good stuff.